Well now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication, or to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and participate in that transformation of information in your altered state of consciousness. And many times, once again, you will find that that information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to participate in that silent communication. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in this vibrational level, as we have suggested, that is the result of your creation. A vibrational level where you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You also agree to participate in and to perpetuate and to sustain what we like to refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Belief systems that are very difficult for you to step outside of. Belief systems that may fall under the category of what you refer to as your physical laws of existence that are very difficult for you to alter. For example, you believe in time and space. And time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. And in your various altered states of consciousness, you experience realities that you're creating that exist without those full limitations of time and space. And so it's in your awakened consciousness state that you put in place this belief in time and space, that you believe that you exist in a type of reality where you have your so-called past and your present and your future, and yet it's almost impossible for you to understand that it's all in the now. That you exist in this vibrational level in the same space and same time as all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You simply choose to tap into this one rather than any of the others, and to eliminate the others while you tap into and exist, if you would, within this particular incarnational period. You choose to put in place those limitations, for you see, you are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is, and yet you are one. You are separate, and yet you are not individuals. These so-called multidimensional personalities that you are exist within the same time and same space. You believe that it's possible for you, for example, to reincarnate, and you believe for many that sometimes those incarnations are so-called in your so-called past, and yet we're suggesting they exist within the same time and same space. There is no past, present, or future. And so you are that multidimensional personality that is existing in all of these other vibrational levels, if you wish, or in all of these other realities, in all of these other incarnational periods, while you choose to believe that this is the most important one. You see, we are similar to you. There is not much difference between our individual realities, other than we choose to understand that we exist in a vibrational level that is our creation. We understand the energy, if you wish, that we utilize to create our realities, our experiences, while you, in your vibrational level, choose to hide from those limitations. You put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limit your capacity to understand and to comprehend, if you wish, all of the multidimensional personality that you are. Yet you are all that is. Once again, there is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. We exist once again in a vibrational level where we understand the creation process. We understand that the reality that we experience is a validation of what it is that we choose to experience, of beliefs and belief systems that we hold, a validation of our choices and decisions, similar to the reality that you experience. However, in our vibrational level, we understand as well that we create that particular reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. In your vibrational level, you choose to hide from that understanding. Consequently, in your vibrational level, you had the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience when you understand that you are absolutely the creator of your reality. And we've used the analogy many times that it's like you go into a theater and you understand that what's being projected upon the theater, upon the screen, is simply a trick of lights, that it's a production of someone else's concept of what it is that they would have you experience. And so you understand that it's not real. Even though you can experience emotions and feelings that are the result of what's being portrayed and what you're experiencing upon that screen, you understand it's not real. In our vibrational level, we understand it's not real. And so we do not experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience the moment you walk out of that theater and suddenly, perhaps it is all real. Perhaps I'm not in control. And you, once again, you choose to put in place those limitations. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And what's extremely disarming is to understand that the only reason that you choose to put in place and to maintain and sustain that electromagnetic type of energy, the only reason that you agree to participate in putting in place and sustaining what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems is so that you can also believe that you're not in control and consequently experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible to experience when you're in control. That's why you choose to exist in this vibrational level, to have that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you are involved in and to break it down and continuously to go back, whether it's some type of employment that you're involved in to bring you some type of abundance. You utilize that abundance to have certain experiences that allow you to experience the emotions and feelings that are the result of that experience that you're creating. It's the emotions and feelings that you desire to experience. And once again, because you believe you're not in control, because you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, the intensity of that emotion and feelings is enhanced accordingly. Whereas at our vibrational level, we understand that we are the creators. We understand absolutely that it's like you're entering into the theater and it's a projection upon the screen and it's not real. It's an illusion. What you don't understand is that the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is also an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant. It means that it's an illusion. And that becomes difficult as well for you to grasp. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is the energy that you utilize to create this illusion exists within each and every cell, not only of your entire physical being, but of the entire universe that you experience. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you choose to put in place while limiting the understanding that you choose to put it in place. It makes it more real. Whereas from our perspective, we understand that it's not real. The only thing that's real from our particular perspective is the understanding that we create and exist within this condition, if you would, of absolute unconditional love. Your creation is from the same position of absolute unconditional love. You just choose to hide from it, because it makes it more real. It makes it seem like you're not in control. And once again, consequently, you can have that intense range of emotions and feelings. We don't experience that, and we have no desire to be involved in the limitations that you place upon yourself to exist within this vibrational level. And for that reason, we are grateful for the opportunity to interact and to share with you and to get a glimpse of the intensity of those emotions and feelings, and to share, if you wish, in what it's like to experience that unconditional love. You see, to understand what unconditional love is, to understand who and what you truly are, you must go with inside. What we suggest to you when we enter into this state, when we interact with you in your vibrational level, is we simply portray to you or give to you that which you desire to hear. That which you desire to hear. You see, to expect that we somehow have knowledge that's not available to each of you is ludicrous. To expect that an entity existing outside of your vibrational level somehow understands better than you do what it is that you're experiencing and how you create it in this vibrational level is just not reasonable. We exist in a similar vibrational level only with the understanding of how we create it. We do not experience the intense range of emotions and feelings, and consequently, we do not share the limitations of the understandings of how we create this reality. And so to expect that there is some entity who can express that to you is just not possible. What you are experiencing or what you are attempting to have an understanding of is that condition of absolute unconditional love. Understanding of who and what you truly are. And ironically, it cannot be presented through the utilization of the vocabulary. When we begin these interactions, we continuously suggest to you to take advantage of that opportunity to alter your consciousness, to go with inside. You see, each of you are involved in creating this energy. This is not an energy that we bring. It's an energy that we enjoy, that we have the opportunity to be involved in. But we don't bring it. You bring it. You as individuals bring it. You are all that is. This is your creation. This is your energy. And so when we suggest that you go with inside, that you alter your consciousness and go with inside and listen to that exchange of information that's available to you, that is much more pertinent than what we attempt to express through this limited use of a vocabulary. Go with inside. You see, the answers that you seek are within inside each of you. You won't find it written in a book. If you're searching through volumes and volumes of other entities' writings attempting to express to you who and what you truly are, you will never experience it. It's not there. You won't experience it by listening to various texts such as what we're presenting to you. It's just not there. We simply give to you and present to you that which you desire to hear, what you desire to hear. We're not here to attempt to give you any type of an explanation or to explain to you other than that which you desire to hear. Go with inside. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. If you wish to experience that connection of unconditional love, go with inside. Alter your consciousness and meditate. There are the answers. You won't find it once again by attending classes or reading books or listening to tapes. Those particular elements, those particular types of information can assist you in understanding that the information is within inside. They should direct you to go with inside. Go with inside. Alter your consciousness. In search for that which you desire to experience. It exists within inside each of you. The answers you seek are within inside. When you alter your consciousness, it's important to understand that that veil that you put in place, that electromagnetic type of energy, continues to influence the reality you are experiencing. Just because you're in an altered state of consciousness in a meditative state or in a dream state does not mean that you are suddenly stepping outside of the veil, that you are somehow outside of your vibrational level. You choose to put in those limitations through all of the levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, including when you're in what we refer to as the between incarnational state. It continues to exist. It influences your reality and limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. However, as you get into the deeper levels of altered consciousness, that veil, if you wish, becomes thinner. But this so-called consciousness that you are, these limitations that you put in place, continue to exist. And so, as you create the reality in this illusion, in your awakened consciousness state, so you create the realities in those altered state of consciousness. And it can be very inviting to experience that reality. It can seem as real and many times even more real than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. But it's simply a perpetuation of the veil. It's a perpetuation of the limitation that you put in place to understand who and what you truly are. We would suggest that you put that aside with the intent that you go deeper, with the intent that you would like to connect with that spark of consciousness, if you wish, with that unconditional love that you truly are. And you put it aside and you go deeper. And it's utilize whatever method works for you in that altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, to remove those illusionary realities that you're creating, to remove the day-to-day thought process that enters into your mind. Whatever method and technique you utilize, utilize it to as well remove many times what can be a very desirable experience. Experiencing an altered life, for example, experiencing interactions with other entities, for example. All of that is real as what you experience in your awakened consciousness state, but it's still an illusion, and you can put it aside. And as you put it aside, you begin to have the capacity to get the understanding of the creation of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and once again to the various levels of consciousness that you experience. And when you experience that understanding, then you will also begin to get a grasp of why it cannot be expressed verbally, why it cannot be written down, because it's an experience, it's an emotion and feeling. You utilize various words in your so-called vocabulary to give an expression of what it feels like. For example, you give an expression of what it feels like to feel anger. But are you certain that what you experience as anger is exactly the same feeling that another experiences as anger? When you experience a joyful situation, are you certain that your experience of joy is similar to another individual's experience of joy? You assume it is. But you don't know. You simply assume, and you use phrases to designate that emotion or feeling. But you don't know if what you experience is the same feeling that another experiences when they're involved in similar types of activities. And so it is when you get into that understanding and you get a glimpse of the unconditional love of who and what you truly are, that you will find it difficult, if not impossible, to express in words. It's an experience, it's an emotion, it's a feeling that you can have. It's an experience that each of you can have. It's available to you, but it exists within inside. Once again, you won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by attempting to listen to various speeches or ideologies. All illogilies of how you should exist or how you should conduct yourself in your awakened consciousness state. Go with inside. Go with inside. Put aside all of the distractions and go with inside. And you will get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And it may only be a glimpse, but it will nonetheless also give you an understanding of this illusion that you exist in. You begin to understand the limitlessness of self-love and unconditional love. go with inside. Learn to meditate. Meditation is not difficult. If you believe that meditation is difficult, then you make it difficult. What do you believe? You see, if you believe that it's not possible, then you're going to have a difficult time. It's going to be very difficult if you continue to hold belief that it's not possible. Oh, so-and-so can do that, but I can't do that. So-and-so can meditate, but I can't meditate. Meditation is only as difficult as you choose to make it to be. Each of you alters your consciousness on a continual basis. Each of you enter into what we refer to as the dream state, in an altered state of consciousness. And in that dream state, you interact not only with other individuals in this incarnational period, but indeed with your other multidimensional personalities in other incarnational periods. In that altered state of consciousness that you refer to as the dream state, you can get there through a meditative state. Meditation is simply altering your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. It's really that simple. Don't make it complicated. Alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you are experiencing. And if you believe that there are certain types of techniques that assist you, then by all means utilize them. Absolutely. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. We suggested in your so-called time frame, many of your years ago, that you would enter into what we refer to as a new age and new energy. And in this new age and new energy, the thoughts that you hold within your so-called conscious and awake state have a much greater capacity to be experienced, if you would, in your so-called reality creation process. Many individuals assumed that this would result in what you refer to as a more desirable reality. But as we have suggested many times, that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. And so when individuals hold in their consciousness these various thoughts and belief systems, be they positive or negative, that spark of consciousness that you are, both as individuals and as a human consciousness, creates that reality, validates the beliefs and belief systems. And so when people dwell upon particular negativity things, they enhance the opportunity to have that experience. They enhance that reality to bring it into your so-called illusionary reality. And it's not right or wrong. You see, therein lies the irony. It isn't. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. What you view as being negative is only being viewed as negative in your awakened consciousness state. And so when you hold that thought in your mind in this new age and new energy, you enhance the possibility of creating and experiencing that reality. Now, many individuals in your so-called new age and new energy are not aware. Don't pay any attention to what their thought and thought process is. That doesn't mean that it doesn't have that same influence. You see, it's a human consciousness. You chose to alter the energy that you utilized to create this reality. And it was a very subtle change, absolutely, but nonetheless a very effective change that enhances your conscious creation process. And so individuals who existed in what we refer to as this old energy are not sometimes not aware of how their thoughts and thought processes are influencing the reality that you are experiencing. But nonetheless, whether you're aware of it consciously does not change the fact that it is being influenced by what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, while you may view that as being somewhat of a negative assessment of what you're experiencing in your so-called current state, we would suggest that as well, in that year that we referred to as your 2012, when you made the transformation into this new age and new energy, that as well, the entities entering into this so-called incarnational period would bring with them the understanding of how it is that their thought process influences the reality that they're experiencing. And so, while that may not, once again, bring into your conscious awake reality that which you truly desire, nonetheless, those entities, those so-called what you like to refer to as the indigo children, bring with them, whether they are aware or not, this ability to consciously influence their reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And those individuals accept, they understand that what it is that they hold within their consciousness has the enhanced capacity to be experienced in their reality. Now, you're going through, once again, what you would refer to as turmoil in your so-called awakened consciousness state, a validation of thoughts and thought processes that are being held in your awakened consciousness state. You are all connected. To think that it's not possible for you to influence a reality that's occurring on the other side of the earth is simply not so. You influence it all. You are all connected. You are one. Now, these so-called indigo children will begin to have more of an influence on that creation process. But the next generation will not only be with them the understanding that through their thought process and their conscious thought process, they can influence their reality. Not only to bring with them the understanding that it's entirely possible for them to alter not only many physical disabilities that they're experiencing, but other disabilities that they experience in their day-to-day activities with other individuals. They will bring with them that understanding that they can create that. But not only that, they bring with them the understanding that they create from a position of absolute unconditional love. And that's critical. It's critical to bring that understanding into your awakened consciousness state and to consciously as well bring into your awakened consciousness state unconditional love that you can express to others. And so when you view things that are occurring on the other side of your earth, for example, what you refer to as atrocities, understand that the individuals involved in those so-called atrocities create that from a position of absolute unconditional love. As difficult as that is to accept, the reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so these next generations, when your so-called indigo children go through that generational phase, and we enter into the next generation who not only understand that they can consciously influence their reality, but also understand in the conscious state that they influence it from a position of absolute unconditional love. We would call those children, we would call that generation the peacemakers. We would call that generation the ones who will eventually achieve what it is that even those who are involved in what you refer to as the atrocities in this so-called modern day and age also desire, which is peace. Despite the fact that it appears that they do not desire peace, ultimately, each of you desires peace. Ultimately, each of you desires to love unconditionally and to be loved unconditionally. and these children that we refer to as the peacemakers will bring that particular understanding into not only their particular generation, but into their awakened consciousness state. And so it will change. We will change. Does that answer your question?
In our the way we look at aging in our particular generation, can we experience that being a peacemaker? Can you elaborate on that possibility?
You believe in time and space, and that becomes a very difficult concept for you to step outside of. That's one of the human consciousness belief systems that perhaps is one of the most difficult for you to alter, to step outside of. And yet we would suggest that it all exists in the now. And it's all continuously altering and changing. And you, and when we suggest you, we're suggesting each of you, are involved in a multidimensional personality. And you are experiencing realities in those so-called other incarnational periods that exist within the now. And so when we make a suggestion to you that these so-called peacemakers will alter your reality, we're not basing it upon your belief in time and space, but rather we're giving you an explanation that you can conceive within your belief in time and space, but it exists within the now. It exists within the now in you. As a multidimensional personality, are involved in those interactions, in those so-called experiences. Go with inside. As difficult as it can seem, go with inside. When you go with inside, you can experience those so-called altered incarnations. And it's important that you view it as being an alternate incarnation, as opposed to a past incarnation. What do you believe? If you believe and facilitate and perpetuate that belief in time and space, even in your altered states of consciousness, then you will experience past lives. If you can step outside of that belief system in your altered state of consciousness, then you can experience all of the interactions, all of the so-called incarnational periods that you're involved in, including what we refer to as the generation of the peacemakers. It's an illusion. It becomes so difficult to grasp that, but it's an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience through all of your levels of consciousness. It's an illusion. Does that answer your question? We have suggested in our so-called past to utilize your belief in time and space in some of our so-called past interactions that we respond with, does that answer your question? And as we have suggested in the past, it's rather important that you understand that that is the answer to your question. We are merely attempting to facilitate some type of politeness to accommodate your responses. Well, now, once again, it has indeed been a pleasure to interact and to share with the act of you, and we would like to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a belief system. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent. You have but to believe that the only separation is that vibrational level. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.